A lot of Muslims nowadays believe that smiling is not a sign of piety. You know, understand what I'm saying, Brother Irfan? So some sheikhs and scholars are like puffed up. So the more serious they are and the more hardcore they look and the less they smile, it's more pious they are. Stupidity. Because you couldn't be more pious than our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isn't that true? What are you trying to pretend that your seriousness and your haughtiness, that's arrogance. That you're so puffed up, you don't smile. You're in the dhikr of Allah, you don't smile. You pray so much salah, you can't smile. You're so pious, you can't smile. Don't fool yourselves, my brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what we do. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told the sahabas, he said, I, the Rasul of Allah. And it's not out of arrogance and boast, but it's because some of the sahabas didn't want to get married. And he said, I, the Rasul of Allah, when it comes to doing our duty to Allah and obeying Allah, I do my duty to Allah more than you. And I get married. So who you think you are? So if our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and was loving and nice in his personality, I don't care how many hajj we make and how much salah we pray and what a big scholar we think we are and how big an imam we think we are. And you know that if you go to some Muslim countries, scholars, these mullahs are known because they don't known for not smiling. People are scared to ask them a question. Isn't that true? You're scared before you meet, as you approach them, they're like, Haji ha, kya baat hai? What happened? Where you come for? So you're already trembling, question cut off. So just to say assalamu alaikum, Hassan, just to greet you. And that also he doesn't smile. And he doesn't put out his two hands like a real sunnah. He gives you a few fingers, if not one, and the middle one too. And then you tell me you're a big scholar, big mullah, big Quran, big sunnah. Where is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A lot of people portray this. Listen, I've been all over the world, alhamdulillah, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, South Africa, Arabia, you name it. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. I've seen and met people, and a lot of them think that by not smiling it shows their piety, but it shows their ignorance and stupidity if you contradict the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most pious and the greatest man that walked on earth. So don't come with this false pride, spirituality, and this has happened. And it gets really ridiculous. It gets ridiculous. I remember a woman came to me many, many, many years ago. Not a woman, a man. He came to me many, many years ago and said his wife does not want to sleep with him again. I said, what was the problem? Any physical problem? He said, no, she went to Hajj and came back. I said, she has become very pious now. She's not into that business anymore. I'm like, what stupidity do I hear? I'm telling you that from the member. Like, Allahu Akbar, because this is what is portrayed into people, and the sheikhs and the scholars propel this kind of thing, a false piety mission, an image that we move away from the deen of Allah in this falsehood thing. Brothers and sisters, that is what Christianity preaches. That's how the father does not get married. That's how the nun does not get married. We follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not the Pope. And with all respect to the Pope, don't think it's piety when you become the father and you don't marry. Don't think it's piety when you become a nun and you don't get married. That's a Christian perspective. That's not an Islamic perspective. And that's not even a Bible perspective. Because Jesus, peace be upon him, when he returns back to earth, he will get married, inshallah. It was just a mission he had that he was called back, and he will come back and he will get married. So it is not even a Jesus mission. It's a people's corruption. It's a false pride thing where we pretend to be pious.